You're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
Welcome back to Pep Talk News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 437-1620 if you'd like to join the conversation. Stefan Schmidt is in the studio. Boat Smart.
Boat Smart. You are listening to Boat Smart today. Not boating weather when I look out the window or I drove in here, but it is going to get a little better for boating.
Let's hope.
I think so. Tomorrow, about midday, and then Sunday looks good, a little bit cooler, which is kind of nice. I love the boat when it's cooler out, too.
Mm-hmm.
I boat year-round. And I don't mind bringing some blankets and stuff and going out on the boat and just hanging out. You know, the water gets so clear and, you know, and there's not as many boats out there. So that's awesome, too. Mm-hmm. So I love doing when the weather gets a little cooler and the water gets a little clearer and you go out there. You don't go swimming and stuff, but you do go out there and have a good time for out on the boat for sure. So you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call or text 850-437-1620 is the number. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is our sponsor. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bauer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is our website. Mercury engines in stock. Key Marine Center is your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki Repower Center. Special discounted prices on all Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki products. Key Marine Center specializes in service and repair on all of these products, including MerCruiser and Suzuki. You can also check them out on Facebook as well. So I spoke to them this morning. They said they have all their product up on their website now. So if you're interested in a repower, right now is a great opportunity to do that. They're blowing out the 2024 model, so they got special deals on that. If you mention Boat Smart, okay, you get a special deal on a 2024 product. So you can check them out there. They're trying to get that out of inventory as they bring in the new inventory for 2025. So the new line is out, and they're getting the older stuff out of there so they have more room, and then they're going to blow that stuff out for you and help you out on a repower on Mercury, Yamaha, or Suzuki product for sure. I'm the marine instructor over at George Stone Tech. George Stone, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola, georgestonecollege.edu. Check out the chat feature on there. That is a great way to get a hold of myself or our guest today. She gets a chat feature as well, and we can get a hold of us, and we'll answer your questions. We'll email you back, call you, whatever. You can go on that chat feature on the website at georgestonecollege.edu, and that's a great way to get a hold of people out at George Stone. The phone systems are awesome out there, but a lot of times everybody's so busy that they don't get to the phone. So I like the chat feature. That gives me an opportunity to email back and say, hey, you know, when can I talk to you and get back with you? And then we can set up a time. And I have a potential student right now that's going to come in and do a walkthrough. And that's how we contacted each other, was through the chat feature. So they're going to come by and do a walkthrough of my program. So I like the chat feature rather than the phone, but I will call you back on the phone or text you or whatever people choose to do nowadays, mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. So I tell you, it's been a busy, we're in week four now of school, and it's been a busy week. And I was looking at my class as a whole, and I want my listeners to understand that when we get new students come into our classroom sometimes changes the atmosphere of the classroom and the temperament of the classroom, if you will. I guess temperament maybe not the right word, but the feeling of the classroom and that kind of stuff. So I'm kind of looking at what we got going on, and right now most of my students are actually 18 to 21 years old,
mm-hmm.
fresh out of high school, many of them, right? And I told them last night, I said, y'all are speaking different language right now. I don't understand what they're saying half the time. It's like, really? You know, so we got a very young class, which is good. When I tell people that, especially the people in the industry, they go, wow, that's exciting that you have all these young people coming in, because mm-hmm. that's what they're looking for, is young people to come in the industry, right? So that's pretty cool that we have all these young people coming into my class. I'm just trying to figure them out because the dynamics of the class changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had two of my previous students come in. There were older students that kind of helped me with my class, right? So they kind of guide my younger students. I don't have that anymore, you know? So now it's me. I'm the old guy in the class, right? So I'm working with that, and it's all cool. I love it and enjoy the energy and stuff that they're bringing to the class. But we're having a great time. I want to give a shout-out to Jacob Boucher. He got his inline certification. And we gave that to him. He earned it. I never say that we give it to them. They earn that certification. So that's a Yamaha certification. We have two students that's getting ready to go co-op. They've been in my class through most of the program, and they're going to co-op at two different locations, Riley and Clayton are getting ready to do that. We're doing the paperwork right now, so that's very exciting. We got our Suzukis up on the stands, both the 115 and the 50 horsepower on stands right now. I'm taking pictures, sending all that to Suzuki, and we got all the product and stuff to get those things rigged out, and I'm amazed at what they're doing to get that into our classroom. So that's just another add-on that we have that we can teach students and send them to work at Suzuki dealerships. We're already doing that, but this is going to give them, you know, an extra added touch.
They have the latest, greatest in their in their hands.
And I told my students last night, I said, I'm learning the product because I've really never worked on Suzuki through my career. I've worked on Mercury, Yamaha, Johnson, Everly, which, you know, that's old stuff, but I really never messed with Suzuki much. So I'm excited about that because I'm going to learn about them as well. We have access to service manuals and all the rigging guides and all that stuff. They gave me all this stuff and very excited about that. And, you know, Key Marine's a Suzuki dealer, right? So it helps everybody all the way around. So, you know, it's just an awesome time this year. We're excited about what's going on. And I'm very excited about our guest today, okay, because I like it when we bring new people in from outside to work at George Stone Tech. And it, because they, I get to talk to them about what we do and what the school does, like we do on the radio show here. And so we today we have Mrs. Megan Carroll, who is our new assistant principal, right?
Yeah, right.
Yep, and you're with us today. And I want to talk to you about how all this came about and you know, how did you make it from to George Stone Tech as assistant principal? Give me a little bit of a background of your career in the Escambia County School District or wherever else you might have been in education.
Okay, so I graduated from Northview, and we're not going to talk about when, because we're not going to age ourselves today.
Okay.
I graduated from Northview. I went to UWF. Education was never my intention in the beginning. And so I kind of took the summer off after I graduated college, and I stayed with my sister in Tennessee and just trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I'm from a family of teachers. A lot of people in my family are still educators today. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to pursue this. And at the time, PSC was PJC, and they had an educator preparation program that was basically like a year-long program for people that already had degrees to kind of go in and get like the what they needed in order to be a teacher. So I enrolled in that program, and I was like, I'm going to substitute because it was an evening program for adults. And so I went to sub. My first day was at Northview, where I graduated from, and luckily the school secretary, I had worked for her as a student. She was like, you know, we need an English teacher. And my intention, I always wanted to teach history. And I was like, I want to teach history. She said, but we need an English teacher.
Oh my.
And so it was kind of like one of those situations. And so I was able to be a part-time English teacher there and still sub half the day if anybody needed me. And then I did classes at night. And I spent my entire professional career at Northview. About 5 or 6 years ago, myself and two of my friends, we decided to go to UWF and get our master's in ed leadership. And even when I got that, I didn't feel like admin was my goal. I had moved from English to the workforce department. So I was working at the Graphic Arts Academy, so CTE. And I was like, this is it. Like, this is where I'm supposed to be. Like, this is the perfect fit for me. And I just love CTE. And so I was just looking at opportunities within our school district. You have to, like, the ed leadership, you know, master's is just good for several different positions. And I just was not entertaining admin. And for the past 2 years at Northview, I was librarian and I still taught some CTE courses. And I decided, you know, it had always been like on my heart. Like, I'd already always prayed about that. Like, don't open any doors for me unless it's where I'm meant to go. And so I, you know, toyed around with, you know, going to interviews, applying for admin positions. And I, again, just like, I didn't want any door to open. Well, then George Stone came up and I was like, okay, wait, this is CTE at the post-secondary level. Like, this is my heart. This is where I want it to be. And my main concern was always I didn't want to lose that relationship with students. And I think that that's what so many teachers probably say. And my friends that are administrators, they were like, but you can make that what you want to make it. So you can be as involved as you choose to make time for, and you can be as separated as you choose. So when I heard about George Stone, I was like, wait, this could be it. Like, this, it was just such an exciting opportunity. And I knew a little bit about Georgetown, to be completely honest. I did not know, like, I'm learning still every day, just all the wonderful opportunities. And so when that came up and I applied and I went through the process and I got, you know, was offered the position, and we've been there since July 1st.
All right. You've been there for just a little bit of time.
Yeah.
We've had students for 4 weeks. Can you tell the listeners, because a lot of times when I do acronyms and stuff, people don't know what that means. So, you know, and so you're talking about CTE. So explain explain that compared to normal K-12, like English teacher and
right.
that kind of stuff.
So CTE is career technical education. So our students are, you know, I did the Graphic Arts Academy, and we have ag, culinary, and we also have construction at Northview, what the school that I was at. So basically we're teaching our students like life skills to work in the industry. So they're earning professional industry certifications, and they're staying with our program to complete it. They can earn scholarships through our programs. And so that was just something when you can see like an end game, like you're not, I taught English for years. And let me just tell you, people don't choose to take English. They have to take English.
Right.
When you're working CTE, that's a choice. And so you just see a different side to the student. And so I realized working with CTE, the workforce department for Escambia County is just top notch. And I realized that was just something I did not want to leave. I had no desire to leave them.
Well, we're glad you're over at school. And
well, thank you.
You know, like I said, I'm excited when I have new people come in, and especially from the way outside, especially apparently. You know, Northview is way up there. You know, I've actually had co-op students from Northview, too. Mm. So, you know, we have co-op to come to
right.
from Northview, and they drive in and come to our school. So it is a call-in show. If you have any questions for Mrs. Carroll, you can do that, 850-437-1620. Call or text us. We're more than happy to talk to you about anything you might have to say about Georgetown, or maybe you have a question about your boat. We'll take that today as well. So have you had an opportunity to talk to students, and as you walk around the campus, do you ask them questions? What are you doing right now as far as when you engage with students?
So I do. I walk around the classrooms. I try to be pretty visible, as visible as I can. And I just like going in the classroom to just asking them kind of like what their end goal is. I mean, I see you on Wednesday nights, and I go into and talk to your students, and just you see a different type of like person when you see them in that environment. They're just so passionate. They're so excited. They have all these goals and plans, and that's great. However, they do see a way to get there now. And I'm just going to brag on you and our other instructors for just a second, and I know that you're kind of like hanging your head like don't say but you guys do so much for the students whenever they leave. It's not just like they leave and you're like, okay, congratulations, you finished, we're so proud of you. No, it's like, who can we talk to get you employed? And I just see that happen so often. But from the student perspective, I mean, they just all seem so happy. And I mean, I know that that's just like not something common that you just see on the K-12 level. I mean, people don't want to be there. And I just see people who want to be there, and they're just like craving the knowledge, and they just can't wait to, you know, complete their course and earn their certifications. And, you know, they see and have an end goal, and that's in sight.
And, you know, I have students that were out sick this week, a few of them here and there. And you know what they told me when they come back? They said it wasn't that I was sick, it was that I wasn't in class. I hated that part. They tell me that. I was like, they wanted to be in class.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, to me, you know, when you think about that, that's almost insane sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. For students to say that, I want to be in class. And we go on breaks and stuff, they go, I don't want to take a break, I want to keep on going and stuff like that. So yeah, it is good to have that excitement and see the students. I actually talk to students from different classes too. When I see them walking in the hallways or going to a class, I'll say, hey, what class are you in?
Yeah.
You know, I'm in electrical or I'm in HVAC. And I'll say, well, how's it going? And is this your first day? How long you been in? So I question them too, you know, and just kind of encourage, right? And you do the same thing. You come into the classrooms and you try to encourage our students. And, of course, you try to encourage me too. And we try to keep that level of encouragement up throughout the whole, you know, the whole school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good to have. When you're so excited, I can hear you on the radio right now and see your face. You are excited about being at Georgetown. And that's why we do the show. And we want to get the message out to all over our area that what we do over there. And we do a lot of great things.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, like I said, I'm happy that you're over there, and I'm happy that you're a new person coming in, and you're going to get excited about and continue to be excited about what we're doing over there. So I know with coming from your background into the admin type situation, there probably are challenges, right? So yeah. What are you concentrating on learning for yourself as far as helping? What are the challenges that you're facing right now and that you're working through? I know you are, and that you're really maybe giving you a little bit of an issue or not, or, you know.
I think it's just like procedures and time management. And, you know, am I not just brand new as an administrator? I'm brand new to the post-secondary, you know, world, and it is completely different. So, you know, I can come in and say, oh, I did focus as a teacher. Well, not this one, because we have our own. Or, you know, there's so many different components with financial aid, and then all of the, you know, we might not have the discipline issues that you might see at other schools, but there are just so many other components and so many different programs, and every single program is different. And, you know, luckily Mr. Brooks, our principal, he was in my role, and he is just amazing. And he knows, you know, I'm constantly asking him questions, and I'm hoping, you know, I guess that's my goal in like the next 6 months, to not ask as many questions every day that I have to right now. But I mean, it's just a huge learning curve, but I try to balance that out in the same way that I'm trying to like get to know people and be present and, you know, encourage our students. So
we have a call or text?
We got a text.
Awesome.
So it says, can you talk a little bit more about the career path for boat maintenance? And I'll actually throw an additional follow-up question on there too, because you kind of touched on it a little bit in terms of the post-education placement into a job. What do you do to help students land with an area business? Do you have like job fairs that you host or anything like that?
Okay. All right. That's a great question. So basically the way I like to start getting students into class is through a conversation. And it's usually a conversation in my classroom one-on-one. So I like to see the students' goals and stuff. So I always, when I get a new student that or a potential student that's interested in my class, and other instructors do this as well, I set up a time where they come by and see me. We talk and we walk around the classroom, and I try to see what their goals are. And we talk about goals and how we reach those goals. The second part of that is I go up with them upstairs to the counselors, and I introduce them to the counselors and get them lined up with the counselors. And then from there, they take that path and they go to financial aid and different areas in there to see how they can get their education paid for too. So that's another way to, you know, they could go there for free right now. There's a lot of grants and stuff available as well. Mm-hmm. So the first step to me, if you're interested in my program or other programs, is meet with the instructor beforehand. Mm-hmm. It kind of gives them an idea of what to expect, what I expect kind of thing, you know, and how things work, because it's not a traditional classroom where everything is just going step by step by step. We're all over the place, you know, and I call it organized chaos at times. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it works. Okay. So yes, if you're interested in my class or any other class, set up a time, go to the chat feature on the website. You could do that as well, or give a call or anything like that. My cell phone is actually on the website, so people call my cell phone and text it too. As far as job placement, as far as my program is concerned, I have a great advisory council, people in the industry that I've known for years and years and years. And we place people through that. We also place people through our partnership with Yamaha, Mercury, and now Suzuki, because they talk about our school. Mm-hmm. So as dealerships are looking for entry-level technicians or technicians, they're talking about Georgetown Tech. They're asking them to call us. And, you know, we take it from there. Mr. Brooks gave me some information about an organization, a sailing organization that is making a footprint here in Pensacola. They're looking for people, so they're going to reach out to me as well. Mm-hmm. So that's how we do the job placement. I'm basically job placement coordinator along with Ms. Shockley, who is our co-op coordinator, and she helps us me as well. So if I'm, you know, can't make it happen, she's in the background helping me do things as well. So that's how it works.
Perfect.
Answer the question.
It does. Yes. 437-1620 if you want to join the conversation today.
I appreciate that text. And you know, that's why we're here, to give out information and to let people know what we do over at Georgetown Tech. So, you know, you kind of scare me now that I found out that you are an English teacher. Because I've been sending emails back and forth, and Mr. Brooks was an English teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I come from the industry. Of course, I wasn't an English teacher. So now I'm thinking I need to use AI or something to write my email. So, you know, every time Mr. Brooks, he used to correct me on my emails. I'm like, okay, you know, he's still got the English teacher in him. But, you know, so, you know, that's good to know that, though. But you coming into class with a fresh new, fresh new ideas and stuff, do you have anything that you think you might want to work on changing, or anything that avenues? I know you already took out a desk up there and you're starting to revamp some of the make us move stuff around. But what do you have? Do you have ideas that you want to implement or try to implement that you think will make things a little better?
Yeah, and I don't want to shake anything up. Everything is great there. I mean, it is a great school. It is a great campus. It is like top notch people. And so, kind of when you go in as an outsider looking in, it's just kind of almost looking like, what can we do just to make ourselves, you know, more known or more like, and I always just say we need to brand ourselves. And so that's kind of like the big thing that I'm kind of going for, like more like aesthetically.
Okay.
But also I'm proud to work there. Everyone that I talk to is proud to be there. Our students are proud to go there. And so I just want everyone to know about us. Like, I mean, it really is this like, you know, hidden gem that so many people know what we are on the surface, but have no idea, like, of all the wonderful opportunities that we have and the people that are just, I mean, absolutely amazing.
Do you know how many programs we have out there right now?
25
programs.
I believe there's 25.
And we have some new ones coming in.
We do.
Right?
Yeah, well, we're trying to work on some new ones coming in. We just got paramedic this year is our first year with the paramedic program. So really excited about that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What has surprised you the most since you've taken the job?
So I think what all, like, the different aspects that go into it. And mm-hmm. I think, I mean, just the different, you know, when you go with a perspective of what an administrator does, and then you go to post-secondary and you're like, wow, I had no idea that this was, you know, all it entailed all of this. Like, there's just so many things that you just don't even realize that just go into everything. And so that was surprising and a kind of like, okay, I've got some work to do here.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I was just trying to talk into our financial aid, Mr. Tindall, who was here a couple weeks ago, trying to understand financial aid. And that's just something that is just hard to wrap my mind around as well, you know, all the different components of it. But I think probably the most surprising is just how helpful everyone is. Like, just being in an environment where everybody is so happy to be there and they're so willing to do anything to help our students in any way that they can. And it's just so refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of your job is purchasing, right?
Yes.
And, you know, so Mr. Brooks has been there for, I don't know, 10 years, right? So he's been my purchasing agent, if you will. And so I was used to his method and things like that. So I literally came to you and I said, how are we going to do this, right? And we're still trying to tweak it out a little bit because mm-hmm. you have to change some. You know, I want to make it easier on Mrs. Carroll and her transition, and also not mess up my part of it, you know, because purchasing is so very important to me. And, you know, getting product in my room so I can teach with. And I have to say that you've done a great job and with that and working together. And I'll just send an email every once in a while and say, hey, can you look at this or that? And, you know, and I understand that she's new and I understand that she's learning different things that we do over there. And honestly, she's doing a great job. And I've talked to other teachers, okay, and they've also saying that you're doing a great job. And if they didn't, I'd say it on air too, but they are. Okay. So that's just me. Everybody knows that's me. I want to tell you the truth. And no, everybody's that they told me that they're getting things they needed. You're taking care of them. And without a good, solid administration, teachers can't do what we do. Mm-hmm. Right. I believe that.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, from a teacher perspective, that's why, I mean, I almost think it's a good thing that I'm fresh out of the classroom because I am always thinking, like, as a teacher, how would I have felt in this situation or what would I have needed?
Yeah, a bad administration, and you can have that, and it would bring you down to a low level and just affects everything, mm-hmm. right? So with you saying the teachers are awesome, the people are awesome, the administration is awesome, and that makes and breaks, I believe, a school campus.
100%.
You know, how the administration is and how they react with the students and everything, and the employees there. So, yeah, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty on the show
already.
Yeah,
we have 30 seconds left. What do you want to leave us with?
Well, Mrs. Carroll, I thank you so much
thank
for being
you.
Here today. You did a great job on the show. You said you were nervous, but I don't think you were. And, you know, you said you ask questions. I tell my students, do not be afraid to ask questions. So my advice to you, ask questions.
Thank you.
So do that, and you're going to be fine. Thank you all for listening today. I'll be back in here Friday, and appreciate the text. And we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Thanks for joining us.